spring? Is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. That means more comfort and less baggage. Experience how Allbirds is redefining comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com, code SUPER24.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Like to get the phones going this morning. If you've got a cool lost and found story, like it could be, I lost this and you won't believe where I found it, or better yet, I lost this and 10 years later, some stranger returned it to me. That would be the ultimate.
It's such a an opposite feeling when you lose something. You're so devastated, but then you find it, and that feeling of joy and jubilee comes over you. It's really cool.
Yeah, and it's extra cool when it also, at the same time, restores your faith in humanity because somebody else found it.
Yeah.
It was worth something, and they still returned it to you. They could have easily kept it.
It's insane. So there was something that washed ashore almost 900 miles away. It's from here in Georgia, and they found it on shore in New Jersey. Any guesses?
What could,
I mean, we're not talking about sunglasses, or we're not talking about a wallet or a ring. Something more important, more priceless.
What can be more priceless than that?
Than a pair of sunglasses.
With ashes.
An urn
with ashes. And luckily, there was a nice little like obituary, little some details engraved on it. And the guy posted it, that found it, posted it on Facebook. Didn't have any luck, but kind of started doing some research. And thanks to the power of Facebook, found its owners.
Dude, this is so crazy because just yesterday, I went for a jog. Yeah, I know.
Was someone chasing you?
Just let's like brush past that. On the Peachtree Creek Greenway, right? And I just came back home, took a shower, was hanging out. Yeah. I had no idea that I had. And so my wife comes into, she was leaving, and she comes and she says, "Hey, Tad, did you lose something?" I was like, "No." And
that's always a trick question when your wife asks you, by the way.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And this woman brought my wallet to my house.
Wow.
My wallet had fallen out of my pocket on basically, it's like the belt line. Mm-hmm. And this woman, her name is Kelly Johns, brought it to my house. Reason is that I know her name is she found me on Facebook. This is how she was trying to get in touch with me.
Yeah.
I didn't even know my wallet was lost.
Everything was in it.
Everything was in it.
Wow.
And so because now I'm Facebook friends with her, Kelly is, she does like bachelor and bachelorette impressions on her Instagram.
That's fun.
She's really funny.
Okay, cool.
And so I just, as a thank you to Kelly for finding my wallet that I didn't know I had lost, I want to shout out her Instagram account. If you want to check out her, they're very funny bachelor and bachelorette impressions. It's at Kel Johns, K-E-L-L Johns.
Was there anything in your wallet that you didn't want this lady Kelly to look through and find? Anything embarrassing in there?
Or maybe Jessica, your wife, to find.
What size wallet do you keep? There's only room for cards.
Okay.
You think like, I had this Ace Hardware credit card.
Like a punch card to the Pink Pony. I don't know. I mean.
No.
That's in his other wallet.
404-741-0985. We're just looking for cool lost and found stories. It's Amy Johns Creek.
I was over at my friend's house, and we were having this really great party. Everything was going really, really awesome. But then I was getting ready to leave for the night, and I couldn't find my keys anywhere. So I was looking all over their house, and it was nowhere. And I thought, maybe I threw my keys out. It was, like, ridiculous. I didn't think I would have thrown them out, but maybe I did.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was, like, digging through all of the trash at this party, every, like, gross trash can, and then at like the bottom of the last one, I finally found my keys. Oh.
They were in the trash.
They were in the trash can. I must have thrown them out like with my like drink or with my plate or something. It was ridiculous.
You're so just, gross. Like if that was me, I'd just be like, all right, just have a call the tow company, tow the car, sell the house, whatever. 404-741-0985. Who's got the coolest story of lost and found? We're looking for cool lost and found stories.
I remember we moved into a house a couple years ago and we're putting stuff away and we found some love letters that we thought were from like the old owners, ooh, right? And we're looking through it and it was like, you know, from John to Ashley. Uh-huh. Well, the old owner's like wife's name was not Ashley.
Oh.
And my wife's like, we have to turn
those
in.
We
I'm like, no, absolutely not. Like, let sleeping dogs lie. If there was stuff going on, we don't want to mess with that.
No, absolutely. I want to know the full story.
No, my God, of course you do.
404-741-0985. Jessica in Atlanta.
Yeah, my husband, who we've now been married for 9.5 years, a couple weeks after we got married, we had a little scooter and he was driving his scooter in the cold. Fingers were a little bit smaller, I guess, than normal. His wedding ring fell off on the road somewhere.
Mm.
So he got home. We freaked out. He went back looking for it. It's dark at this point. Took a flashlight. Somehow he found it, but it had been run over, so it was flattened.
Huh.
So he did find it, but it was totally flat when we got it back.
Did you guys do anything cool with that? Because sometimes you can melt it down or put it on a necklace. Like, he should have to wear it as a necklace. That would be a good...
No.
So actually, at that point, you know, what he picked out for a ring was this sort of like iron ring. So he just hammered it back into like a semblance of a circle, and that is what he still had.
He is resourceful. That's I like that MacGyver.
Yeah. Exactly.
Amy and Alpharetta.
I do. I lost my engagement ring once, found it, and then about a month ago, the diamond fell out of my engagement ring, and I found it again.
How do you find a diamond?
Oh, my gosh.
Right. About a month ago, I was running errands. I was cleaning, doing yard work. I got in the shower at about 7 o'clock at night, starting to shampoo my hair, and I realized the diamond is not in my ring. The very next day, I decided I was going to blow the leaves out of the garage. And I'm blowing the leaves, and this shiny thing comes, like, tripping across the garage floor, and it was the diamond in my ring.
What?
I mean, you know what the lesson here is, Amy?
You need a bigger rock.
No, you need to stop doing so much stuff.
Yeah, like, stop with the chores.
Take a nap.
Do less.
Bigger rock, less work. I'm all for it.
404-741-0985. If you've got a cool lost and found story, B98.5.
TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. It's Daphne and Marietta. Good morning.
Good morning.
You have a good weekend?
I did, and the weather was actually nice. So,
love
very,
it.
Very enjoyable.
Nice. Let's kick Tad out of the studio, Daphne.
See ya.
All right, good luck.
All right, Tad's going to leave the studio, Daphne. We're going to ask you these 5 pop culture trivia questions. We'll bring Tad back in, ask him the same questions. If you answer more right than Tad, you get $100 of his money. Are you ready to play?
Cool beans. Let's go.
All right, question number one. The actor who played Billy Madison announced tickets for his fall comedy tour are going to go on sale today. Who's that actor / comedian?
Adam Sandler.
Question number 2. Harry Styles had to stop a concert over the weekend because a fan threw a water bottle at him on stage. Who sells more water, Aquafina or Dasani?
Dasani.
Question number 3. The Dogs and Falcons picked up big wins over the weekend. However, this Atlanta sports team saw their season come to an end. That team?
The Braves. Wah,
wah. Wah, wah. Question number 4. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have officially taken out a restraining order on Meghan's dad. Now, Meghan starred in 8 seasons of what USA legal drama?
Oh, crap. I don't know that one.
It's a good series. You should watch it. All right, question 5. Drake and The Weeknd have both chosen to not submit their albums for Grammy Award consideration. Name the Comedy Central personality who hosted the Grammys back in February.
Tiffany Haddish.
going to bring Tad in. And the good thing is when you don't know an answer on Are You Smarter Than Kara or Tad, you just answer something.
Something is better than nothing. But it is, it's these questions are really tough this morning. Daphne got two right.
I'm hearing this conversation walking in and feeling very positive about my chances.
I wouldn't.
Oh my gosh. Tad, I hope you're really, really dumb this morning.
Oh, count on it. Count on it.
Tad, same questions. Name the actor who played Billy Madison.
Adam Sandler.
That's what Daphne said. 1-1.
I'm halfway there.
Who sells more bottled water, Aquafina or Dasani?
Dasani?
That is what Daphne said. Correct answer is Aquafina.
Question number three, the Dogs and Falcons picked up big wins over the weekend. However, this Atlanta sports team saw their season come to an end.
I wish there was some curling team or something else I could answer, but the Braves.
That is correct. That's what Daphne said. 2-2.
Question four, Meghan Markle starred in 8 seasons of what USA legal drama?
Suits.
That is correct. Daphne did not have an answer. 3-2.
And question number five, name the Comedy Central personality who hosted the Grammys back in February of this year.
I only know one Comedy Central personality, Trevor Noah.
Yes, that is correct. Oh, no. Daphne said Tiffany Haddish, which I actually like.
Our final score this morning.
4-2.
Daphne and Marietta, are you smarter than Tad?
I am, but not this morning.
We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35 on B98.5.
Keeping you up to date with everything happening in this crazy world.
Hey, what happened?
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Good morning. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Enjoy the day because today's high temperature of 64 will be 10 degrees. Well, actually, we're going to be in the 70s, so 20 degrees warmer than it will be tomorrow.
It's the definition of weather in Georgia right
there. It's insanity. Here's what you need to know when it comes to sports. The Falcons won. The Dodgers were eliminated from the playoffs.
Love it.
And Alabama lost to Tennessee.
I love that even more. I love that the fans have raised the SEC fine, too.
Why? Well, yeah, right, the $100,000. Yes. Well, and is it better, like, if your team wins or Alabama loses? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
What else is going on, Charlie?
An Atlanta police SWAT member was in the right place at the right time and was honored over the weekend for saving a 4-month-old's life. We'll talk about that in just a minute, but got to start with the bad news first. The Braves, oh man, their season came to an end Saturday when they lost to the Phillies. It was heartbreaking.
They were decimated.
Yeah, it wasn't even like a close game.
Yeah.
Really going here, Charlie?
Yes, I'm going somewhere else too.
Okay.
If there's anything we can take away from the season, it's that they won over 100 games and they're set up for another great season next year. But another good takeaway, the Dodgers lost as well, which means Freddie Freeman's season that he left us for is over too.
We didn't accomplish our goal. You grind all year, starting a lot of these guys in February, me and March joining this team. We had one goal in mind, and it didn't happen. So just a lot of disappointment right now.
Yeah, I mean, you never want to find joy in someone else's sorrow, but...
Yeah. Did he sound sad enough for
you?
Yeah.
I'm still mad. So the only question that really remains is whether the Braves will sign local boy Dansby Swanson. He is a free agent. He's from here. He lives here. He says he wants to be a Brave. I think there is a void for that Freddie. I know Matt Olson was supposed to be that kind of Freddie replacement, but I really think Dansby has kind of stepped up for that. So if anybody in the Braves organization is listening, we want Dansby.
All of the top-seeded teams went down over the weekend.
It was very interesting.
Just want the Guardians of Cleveland to finish off the Yankees.
the Guardians. It's every parent's worst nightmare. Your 4-month-old baby stops breathing.
He's not responding. The air!
A frantic mother holding her lifeless 4-month-old runs to Officer Robert Oden for help. Her little boy isn't breathing. Oden jumps into action.
Oh, God, I hope this story ends well, Charlie.
It does, it does. I'm going to tell you, he is okay. He ends up performing CPR on a 4-month-old and revives the child before medics arrive.
It's just one of those days that you never know what can happen when you're out there patrolling.
Oh, man, absolutely crazy. So Officer Odin was honored Saturday night with the city's Meritorious, thank you. Yeah. Words. Don't Service Award.
Listen, before you go thanking him, he has no idea either.
My coffee's not kicked in.
I just copied it from Channel 2's website.
It's too early to say the big word, SAT words. But they are keeping in touch with the family. You can hear the terror and fear in the mom's voice.
Yeah, it's scary. I mean, I'm sitting over here just tearing up. You can't imagine, like, your own child. That's how you before I had kids, people would be like, oh, this terrible thing happened to a kid. And I'd be like, oh, I don't feel like I feel, you know, like I should feel. Like, I should be crying right now. I should be emotional. Then you have kids and you're just like all of then
upside
suddenly
upside down.
Yeah.
Altered.
Yeah. Dentine ads get you.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. Or sometimes, you know, you should go off on a tangent and start watching those YouTube videos of parents returning back from Afghanistan.
Oh,
like,
forget
those. Oh, who's cutting onions in here?
Right.
We're talking about lost and found, getting the best lost and found stories after we just had this news was over the weekend that an urn containing ashes of a woman from Georgia washed up on shore
900 miles away in New Jersey. And thanks to the power of Facebook, he posted a picture of it, did some kind of digging around because there was an inscription on it, and found the family. So the urn has been reunited.
And it's one thing to find something that belongs to somebody else and to make an attempt to get it back to them. But what this person had to go through to get this urn back to the family.
I mean, this is not something you can just throw in like an old Amazon box you've got in the back of the closet and tape it and drop it off, you know?
Actually, being so close to Halloween, who wants those ashes? If nothing, just get these out of my life.
Oh,
I
my
want
God.
This woman to come haunt me for not returning them to the proper owner. Olivia in Flowery Branch.
So once I lived in Boston, and I lived across from the train station, and once I got into the car, I must have, like, dropped my wallet outside, and I didn't even realize. And then I worked at a school as a teacher, and all of a sudden I got radio to my classroom saying, hey, someone's calling about a missing wallet for you. I'm like, I'm missing my wallet? I didn't even know I was missing my wallet. And so he's like, I was like, hey, I like live right across the street from the train station. Could you put it in my mailbox? And he actually did. Nothing was missing. And I was just super, super thankful. There's good people still out there.
In Boston.
I know. I was just going to say, people in Georgia don't realize just what a absolute gem you found in this human being.
Yeah. Anywhere up in the north.
Anybody else.
Yeah, you would have gotten alerts that your credit card had been.
Said, be careful.
And somehow, like, that person would have ended up suing you for it all.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. Morgan and Austell, lost and found stories.
So, 1995, I got this t-shirt for my birthday or something, and I loved it. I slept in it all the time. It was the most awesome shirt ever. Well, when I turned 17, I met my boyfriend at the time, and I, you know, went behind the parents' back and spent the night at his house and, you know, left some things there, that sort of thing. Well, my boyfriend and I had broken up probably about 3 or 4 months later, and he still had the shirt. Fast forward to 2002, I was getting married to my husband, who happened to be the same the boyfriend from 1997, and after we got married, he gave me that t-shirt back.
Oh,
he still
my
had
gosh,
it all
that's
of
awesome.
Those years.
Same guy?
Yeah.
Dude.
He hung on to it.
Actual chills right now. This is amazing.
Time to play Beat Shazam. 5 seconds to name that tune. Charlie versus Drex. Temperatures, we always have a category.
Yeah.
Temperature's going to take a 20-degree drop between today and tomorrow.
Wow.
Today's high temperature, 73. Tomorrow, 53.
Ugh, welcome to Georgia.
So all of these songs are about the cold. Starting with Charlie.
Cold enough to chill my bones. It feels like I don't know.
I know that is Adam Levine's voice, so I know that's Maroon 5, but I have no idea what the name of that song is.
Let me just play this first part again.
Cold by Maroon 5.
Oh, my God.
Thanks.
All right, Drex, your first song, equally as simple.
Okay. Is it Elta and Dua Lipa, Cold, Cold Heart?
This is.
I mean, did he really pronounce Elton right? So are we going to give him that? He didn't really pronounce Elton.
How do you pronounce splitting hairs?
Exactly. All right. Am I that see-through?
Cold is the category. I just gave you the maroon 5 a second ago.
Okay,
how quickly we forget.
I know.
Round 2.
Okay.
Cold's the category. Charlie, let's see if you can identify this one.
It's Katy Perry, Hot and Cold.
It is. Because you're hot. Ready for your next song, Mr. Drex?
Bring it. Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
Nice.
Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby.
Yes, sir. If there was a problem, yo, I solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. All right, here we go to the final and most difficult round of Beach Shazam. Back over to Charlie.
This is going to get me because I know it's Funky Cole Medina.
Mm-hmm. Drex.
That's Tone Loc, bro.
Tone Loc.
I knew Tone that was going to get me. That got me last week, too, if you remember.
Wait, is this the second week in a row we've used Cole?
No.
We talked about Funky Cole Medina last week because he was at Coolio's funeral and said it was sad.
Oh. Did I enjoy the conversation? Did I participate?
You were there. Yeah.
All right, final song. Yeah. Your chance to
beat Charlie. Yeah.
Beat Charlie.
Yeah. Cold-Hearted Snake by Paul Abdul.
OMG. Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm impressed. I can't even, try to find a reason.
It's almost more fun to beat Charlie than it is Kara, because with Kara, she's not competitive. She just hates to lose.
Right.
Charlie is competitive, and it's irritating.
Thanks. I'll be back tomorrow morning.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness. Is it too late now to say sorry? So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
I love this already. Eric, you called the cops on your twin sister.
Right.
Are you sure you don't want to talk to Jerry Springer, not Tad and Drex?
I guess we'll know in a few minutes.
Well, why'd you call the cops on her? What happened?
Our grandma passed away, and she left her car to me. And that really pissed off my sister because she's having financial problems and doesn't have a reliable car.
Okay.
And she felt like she was entitled to the car, so she took it.
She stole your car, basically.
Took it. Yeah. Was this anything in the will, or was grandma just like, oh, you can have it?
No, it wasn't in the will, but we were both there a few months ago, and grandma said I could have it.
Well, why are you calling then to ask forgiveness for her stealing your car?
Because in a fit of anger, I called the cops to go over there and get the car back.
Oh, wow.
So you were mad about the car and you think getting the cops involved was probably not that you could have handled this domestically.
I claimed it as a stolen car. So now, I mean, the whole situation's exploding. Obviously, my sister's my parents are it's gotten way out of hand.
Oh, so your twin sister, Erica, which your parents named you Eric and Erica. That's cute.
That's adorable.
But your twin sister, Erica, called your parents and, told on you.
Oh, everybody knows everything.
So what happens? Like, is she in jail now?
No. They just scared her and took the car.
All right. But you're still feeling like shouldn't have gotten the cops involved. The entire family is mad at you now. And you admit that you did this just in a fit of anger. You were upset at the time.
Yeah.
And your sister's not talking to you now.
Oh, no. No, it's not been good.
Well, hopefully she'll pick up when we try to call her next. We're going to get Erica on the phone. We're going to help you ask her for forgiveness, okay?
Thank you.
You goofed. And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Eric says grandma gave him her car before she passed, but his twin sister told him she needed the car and just took it. So Eric, in a fit of rage, called the cops. And now the entire family is mad at him. And he admits he maybe took it too far. Eric, sit tight. We're going to call your twin sister, Erica, and she won't know you're on the line.
Hello.
Hey, Erica.
Yes, this is Erica.
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara. We're calling from B98.5. How are you?
Oh, hey, guys. Wait, am I on Forgive and Forget?
Oh, it's always easier when people know.
Let me guess. My Jork twin brother is on the other line.
Oh, get out of here. Well, before we get to that, what's the latest on Grandma's car?
Well, I mean, there's nothing really to talk about. He sent the cops over, they got the car, and now I have a court date.
You have a court date?
I got charged with misdemeanor auto theft.
Oh my gosh.
That's a thing? Misdemeanor? I would think it would be like Grand Theft Auto, right?
yeah.
Well, you know already, your brother Eric is on the other line. This is Forgive and Forget. He called us because he's feeling terrible and he wants forgiveness over the car situation.
Hey, Eric, you happy now?
They charged you with auto theft? I mean, seriously, I had no clue. I mean, I just kind of wanted him to set you straight.
Eric, you had no clue about the theft charge.
I'll call him right now and I'll ask him to drop the charges.
You're going to call the police department right now?
Wait, yeah. Really? I really appreciate that, but what about the car?
Who has the car right now? Eric has the car back?
Yeah,
well, I need a car.
Yeah, Eric, you said Erica has been down on her luck and could use reliable transportation.
I think we should handle this the old-fashioned way.
What is, dare we ask what the old-fashioned way is?
Rock, paper, scissors.
What, is that like how you guys would, is that how twins handle disputes as kids or something?
Yes, and Grandma would love it.
Oh, Grandma
okay.
Would love it.
Okay, so, Eric, are you in?
You know what? Fine. I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. All right. So, we're going to play rock, paper, scissors for the car.
Doing this right now.
Yeah. Why not?
Okay. All right.
Eric, I'm going to put you on hold.
Yeah, that's cool.
Right, hang on. All right. Erica.
Yeah.
What are you going with? Rock, paper, or scissors?
I'm going to go with rock.
You're going rock. All right. I'm putting Eric back on. Eric, what are you going with?
I'm going with scissors.
Yeah! Rock, paper, scissors. Erica gets the car.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she went with rock, yeah.
I am home now if you want to drive it over, and I can take you back to the house when I drive my car.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Another episode tomorrow morning at 7.
Yeah, Abby needs to ask her dad, Jim, for forgiveness for uninviting him to the one event he looks forward to every single year.
Oh, ooh. Nice. All right, we'll help her out tomorrow morning. Forgive and Forget at 7 o'clock.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Spring, is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the new Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. That means more comfort and less baggage. Experience how Allbirds is redefining comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's ALLBIRDS.com, code SUPER24.